love grass. A spray of amethyst, more texture than flower. When one finally sees it, one asks, why hadn't he seen this before? An unvoiced purple whisper trailing along the deep greens of a well-kept path, looking for signs. Which way could she have gone? Is it possible that even this tracery of joy must wither and let go, finding no solace in the irregular breath and tumble of the coming winds? A mallow of wet places. Sharp-toothed calyx, the sheath which protects the ripening petals rosy pink. Which flower might open today? To what heavenly bodies might it align itself? The cattails do not seem to ask, but stand their ground, tall, straight, erect blades. Sandbur. Continuous blessing, feet moving lightly, swiftly, over soft, yielding earth. Skin of souls reading texture like eyes touching the storyline seen in the bark of many trees. The simple thought of something sharp, painful. These possible futures hidden in the dark brown of dried grass. Oh, so careful, child. Don't let it take away this joy. Crabgrass. 4 or 5 digits, the splayed fingers of an outstretched hand, driven to the periphery of tightly cropped, well-fed urban meadows. How the violets, moss, and yellow flowers of spring wish to return, showing us that someone has given up all the fighting and let their hair go wild again. Gestures shaped even if ever so slightly by much sun, sparse rain, and the curious fickle ways of a prairie wind.